The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un friscaletto, e come si suona un friscaletto, un friscaletto, tippiti tippitita. Ehi, compare.
Well, I know it's the Italian hour. Welcome to the Italian hour on AM 970, The Answer. We got Calandra's Bakeries here. We're telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Anthony Pope is here.
You know, I have to tell you what an honor it is to be here in Newark, New Jersey, next to where my father went to elementary school, at the what is now the Roberto Clemente School, back in the day, the Summer Avenue School. And Pop and the family, they came. Everybody came to Newark. My mom brought up in the Ironbound, brought up and born in the Ironbound right here in Newark, New Jersey. So many great things are happening. So I remember back in the day when I talked with my dear mentor and friend Raymond Chambers, and he said, I'm from Newark. He goes, your family comes from Newark. You want to give back? Because I wanted to give back a little bit. He goes, let me show you how to give back. And we went and we worked with the Boys and Girls Club, and we started doing a starting foundation. So I needed some legal help along the way. So a friend by the name of Paul Goldenberg, who was in human services as well for the County of Essex, introduced me to Anthony Pope. I remember it was at Don Pepe's, had to be 100 years ago, and we walk in, and I see Anthony Pope. We've been best friends ever since. So Anthony, I welcome you to the show with great love, great respect, and great appreciation for always being there for
Joe.
Us.
Good morning. It's great to be here. It's always an honor to be with us.
And you're great on the air when you sit in with us. Jerry Crowley said you're going to replace me, so this is good. It's okay. I said, if I'm going to get whacked, let it be by a friend. I don't mind. But you know what? Thank you for all you do. If there's a family problem, if there's any problem, you know, we always call Anthony, and you deal with it. My mother sends her love and a big hug. She loves
you. Oh, thank
you.
Yeah, I love Mom. Tell her. Give her my best. Give her a kiss for me.
And here you are. So when we came to the Broadway House for continuing care of Mr. Gonzalez, I said, wait a minute, that was Essex Catholic, right? He goes, it was Essex Catholic High School. I go, Anthony Pope went there. I could never get in here. So when you walk through the door, and I called Joey Sibilia, I said, you got to get Anthony on the show. But we got a million things to talk to you about, if we may, sir. But in the meantime, walking in, what's it feel like, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been back here in a long, long time. I've passed by a couple times on the way because my office is still in Newark. But Essex Catholic, look, I didn't graduate from Essex. I went my first 2 years here.
Yeah.
And then they asked me to leave. And my last 2 years, I went to Nutley High School. No, it's the true story. You know, I played football my freshman year.
You did?
Here. Yeah, and I loved it, brother Nick. And it was great, the 2 years. But I got to a point where long hair and bell bottoms were more important than putting up with the school and the policy. So finally, my mother, she gave in. I never forgave myself for that, but she gave in. She goes, okay, you can't do it anymore. I know you don't want to be there anymore. So I wind up going to a public school, you know, but it was great. It was 2 years that were great down here, and I loved it. And I went to St. Rosa Lima's. I was born on West Market Street. You know, actually North 7th Street, 30 North 7th Street, and then we moved to 504 West Market Street. And there, we ultimately went a couple blocks away to Belleville.
Yeah, that was the country.
Yeah, that was the country.
We went out to the country. my father brought up 511 Girolamo Street, right?
Is that right? Yeah.
Across from the school there. Yeah. So, and then now you went on to become a cop first. Is that right?
Well, you know what? I was supposed to go down to Florida to college in Miami, and I had never been on an airplane. I had never been anywhere other than Newark, New Jersey and New York.
Sure.
So my friends from the corner, they said, let's go down to Fort Lauderdale for 2 weeks. They said, we'll hang out. You'll go to Miami, go to college. We'll come back home. Well, I got to Fort Lauderdale. I thought I was in an Elvis Presley movie. girls in bikinis and palm trees. I became a lifeguard at the Jolly Roger Hotel for 6 months. Never went to school. I never even went to Miami. I don't even know what it looks like. All right. My mother and father were so annoyed by that. You can't believe it. So I came home and my father says, so now what are you going to do? I said, well, I started construction, and that wasn't cutting it. So my uncle gave me the application. He said, look, Newark Police, because they changed the law from 21 to 18 back in 73 when I graduated high school becoming a cop. So I said, sure, I'll take it. I took it, and all of a sudden I'm on the police department. I'm in the city of Newark. I'm the police department as a patrolman. 19 years old, the youngest cop ever. I remember at my first roll call, the lieutenant's looking around. He's calling everybody's name, and he said, Pope, you have a note from your mother to be out this late. It was a midnight tour, you know. So, and then at 21, I was promoted to the Detective Bureau in narcotics.
Wow. In Essex County, yeah.
And what I did is I went to Rutgers. I applied at Rutgers, and I went during the day. So I went 4 years straight to college at Rutgers here in Newark.
God bless you.
And I worked 5 in the afternoon and 1 in the morning as a detective.
Fabulous.
And graduated in 4 years. So, and then, you know.
Tell us where you worked. It was a construction site, correct?
Oh, you're talking about the part-time gig. Oh, that was funny. I mean, I was in law school at the time when that happened. And I was, when I went to law school, after graduating college, I went to Rutgers Law School.
Yeah, yeah.
I went nights and I got a job in the prosecutor's office as an investigator during the day. So to try to make extra money, I'm working part time. I had security, I had a gun. So I'm at the dock, the dumps in Kearney. And I'm protecting that.
Nothing personal against Kearney.
In this trailer. Yeah. And it's January. Yeah. And it's absolutely freezing. And I'm studying. I got my law books out. It's a true story. And I hear scratching at the door. I hear all kinds of noise. And I'm going, what the hell? So I pull up the window, and it's got to be 500 rats trying to get into the trailer. Okay, I'm making $7 an hour to do this. And I took my pistol out, fired a couple rounds to scare them, because I'm an animal lover. I don't kill anything. But anyway, I pulled down the window, freezing. I said, it can only get better from here. It really can. $7 an hour, and I got rats trying to get into the trailer.
It's
because
like a
they're
horror
cold.
Movie. It's like a horror movie. And then Anthony went on and is one of the outstanding attorneys representing folks. That I've seen you in court, man. You're great in court. I went and saw Anthony in court, and it was great during some really well-known cases. If you Google Anthony Pope, I don't want to break confidences of your clients, but just great stuff, the way you got that one guy off when I was at that particular trial that we're talking about.
The Continental Airlines case.
It's just
case,
patience in the courtroom.
I remember seeing you in the courtroom. You were there,
And you let the other lawyer kind of hang himself, which was brilliant. You laid back. That was cool. It was like a Frank Sinatra song, the way Mr. S would lay back. Anthony's going to jump in. He goes, I'm going to let this guy go. And he just really, in essence, buried himself. That is a good strategy.
You know, to be a good lawyer, you have to know when to speak and when not to speak.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you just always want to talk. But sometimes you just have to, you said, lay back.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
And I know when you, that's a much lighter note. I know we got a lot to talk about when you represented me in some divorce proceedings.
Yes.
He said, don't
and
ever.
I don't do divorce, but for Joe, I said, Joe, I'll do it.
And so. He puts me on the stand, and I don't take it seriously. I'm being snarky. I'm doing impressions. The judge is and says, Anthony wins as always. He never loses. He goes, do not ever ask me to represent you again, ever.
No,
ever,
listen, ever. He was on the stand, and he went into character. Okay, as I'm asking him questions, all of a sudden it's Jerry Lewis on the stand. Then before you know it, it's David Letterman, and the judge is looking at me. I'm looking at him, and he's going,
he goes, what my client meant, Your Honor.
And I went into the whole thing, and the judge goes, thank you for testifying for your client, she said. Thank you very much.
We walked out, and Anthony goes, please, don't let me do it. I got to just pull the curtain back. I got it. We're in Newark. We're at Broadway House, but I'm with my friend Anthony Pope in Newark, New Jersey, and it's a Jersey thing, man. But when I went in, I walked in, I wore a real old suit because we're going to, the judge was going to determine how much I owe in a divorce thing. And Anthony Pope did the funniest thing. I hope you don't mind me talking about that.
No,
well, he's next to me, and you usually sit down and you're talking. So in the meantime, they're talking about I'm trying to look forlorn and beat down, you know, say, well, you know. And Anthony stands up and goes, Your Honor. And he goes behind me. You stood up. You went behind me.
I pulled your suit out.
You pulled my suit out. And he goes, Your Honor, my client's suit is 10 years old. Like that. And I'm going, I'm looking like real world. He goes, my client is not Jerry Seinfeld, Your Honor. Like that. I'm like, I was going to pray. But you know what? It was true. It was was true and it was honest, and we walked away and we won that one for crying out loud. Thank you. Anthony Pope. We'll give the number, right? We'll call 100 Anthony Pope. Anthony, I love you, man. Welcome back to Essex Catholic here at Broadway House
for Continuing Care.
Thank you for always being there for us who are in the nonprofit arena. It's been with you, with Paulie Goldenberg, taking the lead from the greats like Ray Chambers and some Vic Richel, another mentor of ours. And we go in and you muddle through. And we have done so much bringing police in with the nonprofit arena, with helping out the Boys and Girls Club, which is now law enforcement against drugs, by the way. So thank you for that. Always remember where we're from.
You know? For sure.
let us go to the legal issues of the day. The weaponization of the Department of Justice. This guy, Merrick Garland, doesn't look like he's in charge, the AG. Doesn't look like he's in charge. Not to be political, but you got to – how do you not be political? They're going after Trump. There's so many things to worry about. All the crime that's in the cities. You know, God, thank God Newark's doing okay. Camden's doing okay. In Jersey, we're doing okay. Andre Saya, Mayor Saya's doing a great job in Patterson, although we always have issues. But what is this guy, Alvin Bragg? Who is this guy, Anthony Pope?
Well, he's an elected district attorney in Manhattan. So it's not the Department of Justice. I mean, that's the state.
Yeah.
And he is the district attorney. Look, you know, I think it should be clear, though. I'm not arguing for Trump or against Trump. I'm not arguing for any politician, because a politician should be held accountable just like anybody else should be held accountable. I mean, my old saying, Joe, you know, I'm an independent voter, and I don't like politicians in general. I'm opposed to the death penalty with the exception of politicians, okay? because as far as I'm concerned, neither side are really helping us that well. But the bottom line is you can't have political prosecutions, okay? The president has indicated, the former president, he didn't do what he's alleged to have done. And even if there was a mistake or an error, it's happened in political campaigns. It's happened with everyone. No one's ever been prosecuted for it. But more importantly, when you look at who is coming forward in the grand jury, you have Michael Cohen, who is an admitted liar. He perjured himself. He went to jail for it. And he already on different occasions in the past said it wasn't Donald Trump. He did not do this. It was look, you could pay somebody $130,000 to not talk about you. You could do that. There's nothing illegal about that. So the only minor issue here is, was the money used for political campaigns and then misrepresented? Well, it doesn't seem like the evidence is there. And the Southern District of New York passed on it. Now, they have no love for Donald Trump. They passed on
the
prosecution.
Right, that's right.
The state passed on the prosecution. And furthermore, it's 7 years old. I don't even know how it's within the statute of limitations at this point. So I don't know why he's doing it. I don't know him. But it seems clear from anybody that looks at it, if you've been doing this a while, and I've been doing it for 35 years, is that this is politically motivated. And that's scary. That's absolutely scary, because whether you like Mr. Trump or you don't like Mr. Trump, whether you voted for him or not, is irrelevant. Please get the point here. It's irrelevant, because if they do it to him, they could do it to us, they could do it to anyone else. So what are we now, a banana republic? Mm. The next person that becomes president and he's out or she's out, and the party in power in a particular jurisdiction like New York or something decides we don't like them, we want to get back at them, a political prosecution? Mm. This is very scary stuff. And that's what troubles me more than anything. Not that he's above the law. He is not like anyone else. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't make sense. The prosecution doesn't make sense.
So what do you think the jury, your legal instinct, what the jury will do? Do they throw it out? And why are they stalling, if I may?
Well, I think Bragg is stalling. I think he's the one that canceled it. And I think what happened, it was when the attorney went in, I think Mr. Costello, he really refuted a lot of what was going on. And then the attorneys for Cohen also came up with emails, and you know, everybody's come out against this guy, and nobody likes Mr. Trump that well. Nobody's going to put their reputation on the line unless what they're saying is true. And the guy that is their main witness is already a perjurer. He already perjured himself. He went to jail for it. Any prosecutor is going to look at this and smile and go, yeah, thanks anyway. We're going to pass.
Yeah.
And you move on to something else. You got more crime in New York than we could deal with anymore. He keeps on downgrading cases. So when you look at this man's philosophy
or methodology
of being district attorney, mm-hmm. holy cow, somebody's got to look at him.
And just to be clear, Anthony Pope, if I may, so you're not thinking
the DOJ, Merrick Garland, the White House is calling Bragg up?
Well, look, who knows how far the influences go? I mean, they're all Democrats and they're all liberals. So I have no idea what's going on or who's calling who. But one would think if the DOJ or the government wanted this, the Southern District would have taken the case. And they passed on the case. So I think it's a prosecutor that whether he believes in it or not, I don't know. But I could tell you this. There's nothing, everything about the case smells. It has a terrible smell to it. And when you start becoming political in your prosecutions, that's trouble time. Now we're in real trouble as America.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing that I tell juries all the time. Forget about the press, because the press used to be a barrier for us, but we've lost it there. You people are the only thing that separates us from a third world country, because 12 people have to make that decision. What's going to happen for this person that's sitting next to me here? Because an injustice anywhere is a justice everywhere, as Martin Luther King said. So that's what this is about. It's not about Trump. It's not about Biden. It's not about anyone. It's about our system of justice, which right now is really teetering. We have to be very careful in what we do.
That's right. Anthony Pope, he is from Essex Catholic, Newark, New Jersey, here at Broadway House. But I got to tell you, Anthony, the best of Newark, man.
Oh,
thinking about your mom and your pop.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Those who went before us, for sure, you know, to carry on. And we're just trying to carry on the legacy.
That's what it is, brother.
God bless you. Proud to know you, Anthony.
Likewise.
Love you,
likewise,
man.
My friend. So good to be here.
Anthony Pope right there.
Thank you.
And Debbie's right next to me, and she's got traffic for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. It's so nice to have Anthony with us. So nice to see you, Anthony. Let's see what's happening right now. Heading out to Broadway House right now. Broadway over in Newark, you're slowing down by 2nd Avenue as you get right out toward Broadway House. If you're taking a ride over to the Hudson River crossings, about 30 in at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln Tunnel, only 15. Holland, it's about 25 minutes in. Watch for delays this morning as you head over to 18 northbound, getting up through East Brunswick with construction. We're still seeing delays on 46 west, right at Route 3 in Clifton with a collision. 23 northbound, closed up in Hardeston as you get up toward the area of 517. It looks like an accident being cleared. And traffic is slowing down on the westbound belts, getting right into Cross Bay Boulevard. It's a collision there to watch out for, so watch for slowdowns. And 22 in Armonk, it's an accident being cleaned up. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to about 54 degrees. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Great job, Debbie. Oh, now? Thank you, Debbie. Are we going in now? We're saying our goodbyes. A lot of action here in Newark, New Jersey. I'm here, Albert. I got you, buddy. Thank you, sir. Can I tell you about Relief Factor? Can I tell you about Relief Factor? ReliefFactor.com. If you go to ReliefFactor.com, you'll see everything you need to know about Relief Factor, okay? So you go in there, you'll see all the 100% drug-free ingredients, and people go, oh, is there fish oil in there? And you go, there is fish oil, but you don't taste it. You just don't. There's no inkling of fish oil. There's resveratrol, which I love. You know what resveratrol is? Resveratrol is an antioxidant. You didn't know that, right? But it stops inflammation. So if you have elbow pain, neck pain, back pain, whatever it is, and we got it all, check it all, you know, all of the above, right? If you go to ReliefFactor.com, you'll see exactly what's in Relief Factor, and you'll see that you can get the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That is a spectacular deal. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you, fair enough. I think it will. Call 800, the number 4, the word relief, or again, please, ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher inviting you to join me for a remarkable travel opportunity that will change your life forever. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to the Holy Land, Israel, this October. It's the Stand With Israel Tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We'll take you to key sites in the Holy Land, thoughtfully designed to give you unprecedented access to a region you've likely only read about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and get all the details. We'll uncover important geopolitical locations and show you Israel's significance on the world stage, past, present, and future. Step foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem. We'll sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and so much more. We'll have guides for our group, lavish food, and luxurious accommodations. No other trip will be like this one. Come with Dennis and me this October. Register today. Call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519. Or go to StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Debbie's right next to me. I was going to gossip a little bit. I'll wait till we're off the air. We'll gossip, okay? We can gossip then. Right now, we're moving along. Josh Krashauer is going to join us. And I want to tell you about Tunnel to Towers Foundation because, again, the great things that come out of really tough times, and nothing was worse than September 11, 2001. I was in this city. I was at the IDT building down the road and overlooking Ground Zero. I saw the devastation. We saw it unfold in real time on September 11, 2001. And I saw that. I thought it was like a nuclear bomb for crying. The way it just, and the wind was taking all the dust and debris south. It was just a horrible day. Who steps up? Tunnel to Towers. You know why? Because Steven Siller, who ran through the Tunnel to Towers, who ran through the Brooklyn Battery tunnel, as we do in the Tunnel to Towers 5K run and walk, and he lost his life in the, I believe, the South Tower. So from that horrible day, Frank Siller and the family stepped up, and you know what? They started the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They help Gold Star families who lose loved ones. And you meet these men and women who lost their husbands or their wives or their sons or daughters. Oh, it is a heartbreak. Well, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation builds them smart homes. And then the catastrophically injured veterans. So, such an inspiration. They're so inspirational. You could see these men and women put their life and limb on the line for us. And we build them smart homes, these mortgage-free smart homes. Which we and pay off the mortgage of the Gold Star families, right? So Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans across America. How about that? 1,500 in 2023. So you got paying off the mortgage for Gold Star families, paying off the mortgage and building smart homes for the catastrophically injured, building homes for homeless veterans. It takes $11 a month. So we thank you for your graciousness, and we ask you to continue to give $11 a month at t2t.org. Would you do that? T, the number 2, and then t.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe on the radio, Josh Krashauer is senior political correspondent for Axios. He's a big TV star, but he doesn't forget about his friends on the radio. So, Josh, we appreciate when you join. You looked great on TV last night, man. Thanks for taking the time with us this morning, Josh.
Joe, it's always great to be on the show with you.
Well, I appreciate it. Listen, the TikTok congressional hearings, that was pretty wild. And I'm torn because I have children. They live by TikTok, 150 million followers around the world, but it looks like they're going to shut this down. Will that go through, do you think, Josh?
Well, look, I think that TikTok is definitely in danger of being shut down. I've never seen the degree of bipartisanship, Joe, in Congress, mm-hmm. where Republicans and Democrats alike were throwing punches at the embattled TikTok CEO. And look, even though there's a Democrat who represents the district next to Silicon Valley, and she was one of the toughest critics on the Democratic side, at least, of the TikTok CEO. So this is bipartisan. The anger at both there's a social media side to it, and the damage and some of the addiction that it causes kids. Also, the national security issues, I think, are the ones that are most threatening to the future of the app of the United States, because the CEO did not give a satisfactory answer on whether the Chinese Communist Party could have access to all the data that it collects. So look, the challenge, Joe, though, is that you've got 150 million American users on TikTok. It is the favorite app of Americans that are younger, under the age of 30. And look, for President Biden and even some Democrats in Congress, there's a political impact, because if they're going to annoy, if banning TikTok is the right thing to do, and it would be what the right thing to do for national security, but you would anger the young voting base that makes up so many Democratic votes these days, you know, that would carry a really strong political cost. So I'm not sure if we're going to get to the point where it's ultimately banned. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of court rulings, a lot of legal processes are going to have to play itself out. And I don't know if President Biden is going to want to actually ban the app, because it would alienate a whole lot of voters that use younger voters, namely, that use that app and use it for political communications as well.
Josh, that's a key issue that you just said right there. There's no way. So it goes, if the House passes it and the congressional House of Representatives on the Republican side, or the bipartisan side, they bipartisan go through it, it's got to go through the Senate and then make its way to the White House. You're right. Biden will never sign that. As a politician, you got to think maybe he could put it off. You suspect that's what will happen, correct?
Well, and the courts, I think, are going to have a say. I don't think it's as simple as, you know, Congress. Even if the White House wanted to ban TikTok, there's a committee that offers the guidance on, you know, national security issues, threats from businesses like TikTok and ByteDance. But I think that I don't know if the government can actually just ban an app. Like, I don't know what the process is, and whether I assume there would be legal challenges if the U.S. was about to do that.
Yeah, it's so weird. Will they sell it to an American company, do you think, Josh? TikTok sell to an American company? Like, I think that would make all the politicians happy, but will that ever happen?
Well, look, one of the things that the TikTok CEO was pushing for in his testimony yesterday is this project that would essentially house the data that TikTok has in the United States under the purview of a company like Oracle. I think Oracle is the company. There've been some discussions in the past about an arrangement like that. That was what he brought to the table. It didn't sound good enough for most of the lawmakers grilling him on Capitol Hill. They did not view that plan, which it was sort of similar to what President Trump outlined at the end of his, you know, he was trying to ban TikTok, and there was some discussion of Oracle playing some role in housing some of this data and playing a middleman role. But that was not enough. I think the politics have gotten tougher, both for TikTok and also for China, and public perception of the Chinese communist government has taken a free fall in the last 5 years.
Hey, Josh, you're doing such a great job over at Axios, really refreshing as senior political correspondent, Josh Krashauer. What do you see with everybody going after Donald Trump and everybody just seeing how it just doesn't make any sense? It's not Trump. It's beyond Trump. It's after the fact what they picked to go after him for in Alvin Bragg with the city, with the crime. You know the whole story. You hear about the criticisms. Are you feeling this is all of a sudden that's all we're talking about? And we seem to have missed the Biden situation, the Chinese giving money, and the oversight committee with James Comer, Representative Comer, going in there. Is this just a shiny object? This is the question, and I don't want to be conspiratorial, but honestly, I don't trust the government anymore, my friend. Does the DOJ, does somebody within the DOJ give Alvin Bragg, Manhattan DA, his marching orders, do you think, Josh?
No, I think these are independent legal tracks, and one is in New York, one is in Fulton County, Georgia, with the interference and threats that Trump made to the Secretary of State of Georgia. You know, one is in Washington with Jack Smith and the special counsel. So no, I don't think there's real coordination. It just shows how cornered Donald Trump is. I do agree with you, Joe, that this New York case about hush payments to Stormy Daniels right before the election, that is the weakest legal of the cases. Yeah, from a public perception point of view, and also I think a legal point of view, it would be the equivalent of, you know, it's like getting Al Capone for tax evasion. I don't think, and Al Capone wasn't running for president and isn't a former president. So, you know, I think there may have been some rethinking from Alvin Bragg's perspective about the ramifications of being the first out there with the flimsiest of legal arguments against Trump. I think the case in Georgia is stronger. I think, you know, when you have a special counsel like Jack Smith digging around over the documents and January 6th, that's a very serious investigation too. So, you know, I think the you know, I, frankly, I think some folks in the Trump world wanted, you know, Alvin Bragg to be the first to move. We'll see what happens, but certainly that is the weakest and flimsiest of the cases that are out there against Trump.
And Josh, quickly, if I may, sir, in Georgia, that jury foreman, that gal that went through, I wish I don't have her name, but she said the dumbest things on how they picked the grand jury. Would that mean a mistrial there? And with Jack Smith, if they're going to go after Donald Trump on Mar-a-Lago, that means they got to go after Joe Biden on and everything. So, I mean, I guess the point I'm making here is, you know, Donald Trump seems to skate away from all these things, and because there's always something that gets in the way, do you think that will happen in the end game, that he just walks free and clear, becomes more powerful than ever, Josh?
Well, look, I think there's a larger point to be made, which is that to whether Trump wins or loses, it's going to be done through the political arena, not the legal arena. At least when it comes to the Republican electorate, I don't think... Yeah. Frankly, any of these, you know, certainly the Georgia, I think certainly the New York case, and even like the Mar-a-Lago case and yeah. January 6th, I don't even think that an indictment or legal moves against Trump in any of those arenas would hurt him within the Republican Party, within the Republican voting base. And I think if you're Ron DeSantis and you're looking to defeat Donald Trump, it's not going to be by, saying he's legally damaged. It's going to be by having better ideas and talking about electability and Trump's temperament and focusing on new ideas on the future for the future of the country. Not on. I don't think within a Republican electorate, the legal stuff is going to make a difference. It may even help Trump in the short term.
Yeah, what a great observation. Josh, great job always. Keep up the great work. Josh, thank you for taking the time with us, my friend. God bless. Talk soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Josh. Great observation. I love that. I mean, and again, just objectively speaking, you know, I think if I may, 8:36, we're going to talk to the CEO and president of Broadway House in a moment. But if DeSantis ever went in, I don't like when he goes after Trump, and they go DeSantis, they do. But everybody's going to stop attacking one another, and even Trump going after DeSantis, in my opinion, that's got to stop. I'm telling you, it'll only work against everybody. I think, and then DeSantis, stay away from Donald Trump and talk exactly. Exactly what Josh said. Talk about your ideas, because you know what? It's us against the world, man. Because who are they going to throw at us? Joe Biden? Oh, he can't win. You know what? Yes, he can. And so could Kamala Harris. How do I know? Midterms. How do I know? 2020. Come on. We got to be real. We got to all stick together on this. And I mean those of us who love this country, you know? Is that okay? That's not too political, is it? Thank you very much. 8:36 on the radio. Joe on the radio. Hey, Al's in the newsroom. We can't decide if he was antisocial, didn't want to see people, or he was just... He's just lazy. There's a lot to do. We have a whole new computer system that, thank God, is working at the station.
Yeah,
I shouldn't say that too loud.
It. Yep. Thanks for jinxing it.
Al's got the news for yous, and then Mr. James Gonzalez. They are doing God's work right here at Broadway House for continuing care, and we'll have Mr. Gonzalez live on the radio. Here's Big Al with the news on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
45 degrees and light rain at 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Some adventurous children in Staten Island are okay now, but triggered a major rescue effort after getting lost in a tunnel. Five middle school kids, ages 11 and 12, were looking for a new way to have fun Tuesday night, so they decided to explore a storm drain tunnel near the Staten Island Zoo. Trouble is, they couldn't find their way out, so one of the kids called 911, prompting a massive emergency response. Cops, firefighters, and EMS brought all five children out safely. They were taken to the hospital to be checked out. A firefighter was hurt during the rescue, was treated at the hospital. No charges are being filed. The Canarsie cow seen hoofing her way through Brooklyn Wednesday, getting a second chance at life. She's a four-month-old calf that was supposed to go to a dinner plate, but after slipping out of a Brooklyn slaughterhouse on Wednesday, she's chilling out in New Jersey. Skylands Animal Sanctuary in Sussex County rescued the young cow after seeing TV news stories showing her cantering around Canarsie to escape her fate. She'll join several other calves who've bolted the butcher, as well as goats, sheep, pigs, and turkeys. In sports, Knicks have now dropped three straight. They fell to the Magic 111-106. The Nets a five-game losing streak, this time to the Cavaliers 116-114. The Rangers split their home-and-home with the Hurricanes after topping Carolina by the final of 2-1 in Raleigh. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Heading out to Broadway House. You're moving a little bit slowly here on Broadway between 2nd and 3rd Avenue. A lot of volume on 280 West out through Newark as you get right out toward the Stickle Bridge as well. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to the inbound GWV about 25 minutes getting into town. Lincoln 15, Holland still about 25 to 30. We're seeing delays on the FDR Drive north getting up toward the Manhattan Bridge. A disabled vehicle is in the way over there. And on the Bronx River Parkway north right into the 230s, it's an accident and it looks like at least one lane blocked. Some ongoing activity. Getting reports of a problem here on 7 at Schuyler Ave as you get right out through North Arlington with an accident being cleared. Subways running on or close to schedule. Cloudy today with a high of 54. Tomorrow rain, high of 47. Sunny on Sunday with a high of about 60 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Sponsored by Jackson Hewitt. Taxes are almost due. Hurry in to Jackson Hewitt for 50% off tax prep. But do it before April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max savings, $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow 2.0 offers a brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation to maintain a cooler surface temperature. MyPillow knows core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. The new fabric technology helps regulate your body temperature throughout the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Machine washable and dryable with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee and made in the USA. Just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0, 800-651-0798.
A Climate Change with Matt Matern explores all angles of fighting climate change and helping our environment. Matt also explores changing the climate of our political dialogue and helping to unite and heal this nation. A Climate Change is a one-hour talk-focused show hosted by Matt Matern, a highly experienced employment and environmental attorney who talks issues with today's top authors and influential personalities. Sunday nights at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Businesses don't run on automation or algorithms alone. What powers businesses are your people and the people they serve. At Cintas, your dedicated service reps understand what you need to help you keep your employees feeling safe, comfortable, and performing their best, so your business can too. For workwear, essential cleaning products, first aid and safety supplies, and fire protection services, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
I am so proud to be from Newark, New Jersey here, broadcasting live, literally, from Newark, New Jersey, from the Broadway House for Continuing Care. It's a long story. I want to take time to talk to Mr. James Gonzalez, who is right next to me. We're going to tell you all the great work that Broadway House for Continuing Care is doing. Recently named one of New Jersey's best nursing homes by NJBiz, and they consistently earn five-star ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's the national organization's highest rating. So, and they deal with folks with HIV, AIDS, acute illnesses, injuries. Do you hear what I'm saying? And you're not going to hear anybody say it. So I want to move on to the interview, but let me just say this about Broadway House. This is what I was taught. This is what I was enlightened. Because guys, folks in my business, the entertainment business, sometimes they just do things politically. I found out how to give back, how to get back to the core of the community, and how to help those, but for the grace of God, go all of us. And the government, I think, sometimes forgets, although the government does give, you know, grants and whatnot, but they forget, and the politicians forget. You need institutions like Broadway House for Continuing Care to reach out to those less fortunate who would be left just alone otherwise. And that's what Broadway House for Continuing Care does. All right. So now I want you, if you would, help me help Broadway House. We are doing a gala right here at this beautiful building. in Newark, New Jersey. We will do a gala upstairs in the ballroom. We're going to take a look at it in a second. After the show, we're going to do a tour of it. It's April 27th. I'm bringing Mikey in. I'm bringing the girls in. We're bringing the whole band. We are going to have such a great time. You know why? Because like I was telling Frankie V and I was telling Mr. Gonzalez when I came in this morning, no one seems to care. Here we have a safety net for society. Broadway House for Continuing Care, and I'm proud to be here. And we want to see you here if you would. BroadwayHouse.org. Would you do that? Go to BroadwayHouse.org. And it is an honor to bring to the airwaves Mr. James Gonzalez, President and CEO of Broadway House right here. And Jimmy Blue Eyes, great to see you again. Again, my
good morning.
Friend.
How are you?
Is it okay with the nickname that people are calling you that?
It is.
It's a great name, isn't it? It's like a Jersey name like that.
It's my new name now, no question about it.
You know what? Tell us all that's going on here, Mr. Gonzalez, which is wild because as I see the different facets and all of the facets that you cover, you got hospital beds, you got folks walking in that can't get in anywhere else, and you open your arms, you open your doors here at Broadway House. Tell us about it, please.
Well, Joe, I mean, and you mentioned that exactly what we do here at Broadway House, and it's about serving as a safe place for individuals who are challenged with having HIV/AIDS, challenged with issues of substance abuse, of behavioral health. We care for people that are many times discriminated from other organizations, you know, throughout the cities and the states, and particularly in healthcare, that no one really understands how to care for. And the whole purpose of Broadway House was originally to focus on those living with HIV/AIDS back in the mid-'80s, where there was a crisis amongst all the city hospitals in Newark. And so the president of at that point in time was called UMDNJ, University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey.
Sure.
Dr. Bergen thought that there had to be another solution in caring for these folks. And so he put a group of hospitals together, and they came up with this concept of doing a separate organization specifically to focus on the needs of those with HIV. And the organization came together in 1995. So we are now 28 years in operation.
Wow.
In good times and in bad.
Yeah.
But fortunately, we have a truly dedicated staff, professional staff that understands the illness of HIV and AIDS, understands the challenges of substance abuse and of psychiatric disorders. And so we focus on the individual need of each one of our residents that are here. There are some that are here for a few weeks at a time, and there are some that are here, have been here for years, simply because they cannot survive on an independent basis, you know. Now, we also have involved ourselves with a project about 10 years ago, creating a housing project with a group out of New York City called Help USA. Maria Cuomo was involved in this project, as was her husband Kenneth Cole.
Yeah, wow.
And then their buddy and friend John Bon Jovi.
There you go.
Helped us put this program together. It's literally two blocks away from where we're sitting right now.
Fabulous.
It was the city's first housing project that incorporated the need to have home environment for those living with HIV and AIDS. So 15 apartments in this facility.
Wow.
We support those individuals that come out of Broadway House and to move into that organization. And so we've been open for about 14 years now.
You know, Jim, if I may. It's like we have the answers. And I always say at the end of the 4 hours on the air, I want answers. I don't want to keep ranting. I don't want to go on a rant, whether it's left wing, right wing, or whatever you believe in politically. I always like to come up, and I do. Forgive me. I slip and I'll rant sometimes. But I want solutions. This is solutions. And when I see people on the streets, you're taking those folks from the streets. And let me go, and God bless you for that. There's solutions, and it stops everything. It stops crime. It stops. It turns neighborhoods into, instead of being a quote unquote bad area, it's now a saving grace for the community, is what you've done here. But what's interesting is people forget about HIV/AIDS. It's still out there. There are certain communities that are susceptible to that. But it's a front and center, but it seems to be contained. You bring them in, and again, no vaccine for HIV/AIDS.
Correct.
Still no vaccine. And I know from my pharmaceutical friend who actually came up, I told the story before, God bless him, he came up with the cocktail. They call it the cocktail that you give for HIV AIDS. And that's exactly the way you do. You can sustain that. But it's still out there in the communities.
It's out there. But as you said, you know, it is sustained with the appropriate antiretroviral medications. And what's interesting is that after 3 years, COVID-19 caught up with me in January.
Look at that.
And that's after my five booster shots.
Ah!
And yes. So... Yeah, Dr. Munir just walked
He's
into the room.
He's the best. How you
doing? So, yeah, and you know, I thought I had, you know, cold, congestion, yeah, you know, and yeah, then got yeah. tested and yeah, yeah, got yeah. sent home.
Yeah, yeah.
And took Paxlovid, which actually is a combination of two HIV drugs, believe it or not.
Oh, look at that.
But, because it's a virus.
And the Paxlovid worked.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Paxlovid yeah. did work for me.
Yeah, there are the therapies, and that's pretty much what's going to be, although the vaccine, although people are anti-vax, and we hear people, you know, anti-vax, but it seems to really diminish the severe effects, the
exactly,
severity of
exactly. And we've been very fortunate from the beginning of the of COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, we lost one resident throughout the entire period of
yeah,
time,
yeah.
and, you know, that resident was in a hospice care, but that day that he passed, he also had contracted COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
But thank God, after that, no other residents and no other staff members, which was really amazing.
Yeah.
And that's because of the dedication and the knowledge base of the team that is here at Broadway House.
And you don't discriminate, man. You welcome everybody, and who are we to judge? So everybody, every walk of life comes through.
Exactly.
And God bless you for that. It really is. It's a I'm an old Catholic. I'm a God-fearing, church-going, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic, you know. But you're doing really the God's work, I say, James Gonzalez, and we appreciate it. And thank you to a shout-out to Eric, your chef, for doing such a great job. You know, Eric,
he's right there.
Great job. I tell you, the French toast is like out of this world. We appreciate it so very, very much. And we go to BroadwayHouse.org for donations. We'd love for you to make a donation, and you could really show up in a big way April 27th.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Looking forward to having you serve us our MC.
Honored to
be here.
And
the entertainment.
Honored to be here. And a shout out to Frankie Volpe for putting it together. You know, Mr. Gonzalez, I can't tell you how proud I am. I'm next door to where my father went to elementary school. We're going to go visit. I hear we're going to go visit the school.
Yes, you are. Roberto Clemente School.
Pop will be very proud. And in the name of my dear mother, listening as we speak, God bless her, born in the Ironbound, thanks for all that you do in making us proud, making Jersey proud, but helping out and truly doing God's work.
Thank Broadway, you, Joe, for your support.
Proud to be here. James Gonzalez, he's the president and CEO of Broadway House for Continuing Care in Newark, New Jersey. Debbie Duhaim is right here next to us. Mm-hmm. Hi, Debbie. How are we doing, traffic-wise?
Oh, we're doing okay, but we've got a couple of issues. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, James. And good morning, everybody here at Broadway House. What a nice, wonderful reception we have here this morning. It's absolutely beautiful. Let's see what's happening as we head to the LIE westbound, slowing down, getting out toward Woodhaven Boulevard. We're also seeing delays as you head over to the Harlem River Drive south, busy through the 120s, Bronx River Parkway north in the 230s. It's a collision being cleared. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Joe telling you about Perillo Tours. We're all going. Kristen Calandra is going to go, right? That's what I'm hearing. Everybody going, Matt, you want to go with us? Come on. Will you tell Arthur, please? Matt Zambullon works with Arthur Idala on the nighttime show at 6 o'clock. And maybe we can Margo and John. We'll get the whole station. Margo and John, that's a good. Hey, we could use his jet maybe going over there, huh? Oh, yeah. Why don't I say that? I tell you, we want you to go to Sicily with us. We're going to Rome for 3 nights. This is the trip of trips. And by the way, it's sold out, but we're allowing some more. We're opening it up a little bit like we always do. But so you want to jump on this trip, I'm going to give you the number. Janice is standing by, who's just spectacular. Debbie Duhame is here, and we're going to Rome for 3 nights. I'm going to be performing in Rome. Debbie, how great was that?
Oh, my gosh.
We were at Monte Mario, I think it was called. That beautiful.
Amazing.
The food,
the view. Oh.
Yeah.
And then you performed, and remember Marco and Paulo were up there dancing with you?
Yeah, we did New York,
New York. Your daughters performed. It was great.
It was so much fun. And you know what? You said, are you going to eat, Joe? And I never eat before a performance, but I said, I wanted something to get some carbs. They gave me, without any of sauce or gravy or anything, they gave me the plain pasta. Freshly made.
Oh,
freshly made.
And
the natural taste of the pasta,
yes,
right there.
Yes.
So you get all those great experiences when you go to Italy with Perillo Tours. And Steve is going to be there, and we're just going to have a great time. Three nights in Rome.
Definitely.
Then, yes, we're going to Palermo. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to Catania. Yes, we're going to Taormina. Yes, we're going to Mount Etna. So before we fly home, we're doing 3 nights in Rome. The rest, we're going to Sicily for a week. And you know, Sicily, it's the hottest destination right now.
Yes,
Sicily
is.
And we're going to be right there. And if you call 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515, call for reservations. Janice is standing by in the team, all right? October 18th to 28th. Come on to Italy. We're going to Rome and Sicily, baby. 800-431-1515. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com. Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk on this Friday. Happy Friday. Hey, Jeff, how are we doing weather-wise?
Doing okay. We got some showers just off to the south of the western part of Long Island and over Staten Island, Middletown, and Trenton, but there is some dry air in place if you're looking over the northern part of Jersey. Temperature-wise, this afternoon, 55. 42 tonight, still under a cloudy sky, and then we'll see a little bit more rain for tomorrow at a high of 47 before the sunshine comes out again Sunday, 61. Quick question for you, Joe. Are you going to require a forecast while you're in Italy? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have to send you to somebody else.
Fabulous idea. No. You know what? As we get close, that's a great idea. As we get close, you know what? You could let us know what the weather will be like in Rome and in Sicily. A deal?
Good.
That's great.
I'll do it.
International. You're an international weather guy. And you're welcome to go, too. So, you know, listen, we appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff Nordine. Appreciate it very much, my friend. Hey, Joe on the radio, when we come back, Greg Jarrett's going to join us right at the top of the hour. We're going to get into the politics of all the legal ramifications of everything that's just unfolding around the country. Brianne Oliveri Moy is a doctor, and she's an adjunct scientist, and she's going to tell us what they're doing here at Broadway House for continuing care. Dr. Rudy Manera is in the house. Joe Piscopo, live from the city of Newark, New Jersey.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.